Boxing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, we've got a lot of finfo and info and funfo coming at you right here on It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. I love that. You know, I used to call what I did, or attempted to do, I should say, is edutainment. I love to educate, yeah, but kind of have it be entertaining. Yeah. So finfo and funfo, I love that as well. So, you know, I get so upset sometimes because the system of medicine that I was educated in and I practice, although I have healthy respects for all systems of medicine, naturopathic medicine is that. And sometimes it would be scrutinized because it wasn't, quote unquote, evidence-based.
Yeah.
And it would drive me crazy because I think that, well, yeah, it is. But without getting into an argument with somebody who wanted to just like slam thing, that I make a living at this and people, I help people and we're working together. But evidence-based medicine, is it only an illusion? And Dr. Decker, what is, when I say evidence-based medicine, what does that mean to you?
Well, evidence-based medicine means taking all the information available by research, and research can be a single blinded trial to an observational study, but all of that cumulatively, and taking that evidence and using it as a clinician to make a decision on what to give a patient. So it's all of the information. Now, some things don't have research. So then it becomes a gray area. What if ginger has been used for 1,000 years for nausea, but we didn't have any studies, even though we do have studies? Then there's a historical use. Do you call that evidence? Do you not? So there's some gray areas. For me, it's all the information out there, including research, historical use, to take that evidence and help me create a decision as a clinician. It still has to get through my brain. But one thing I wanted to throw out at you, Holly, and you brought up a great point, that naturopathic medicine and naturopathic doctors are accused of not practicing this alleged evidence-based medicine. Listeners, there's a wonderful book out there called Bad Pharma by a guy named Ben Goldacre, G-O-L-D-A-C-R-E. We're trying to get him as a guest as we speak. He's a British physician and science journalist. And what he did is kind of crash that glass ceiling that conventional medicine is this evidence-based system. And what he said is, with newer approved drugs, that doctors don't get access to all the research and all the trials. Therefore, when they're prescribing, they don't have all the evidence. So even in that system that is allegedly evidence-based, his claim, and I agree with him, is that medical doctors cannot, by rule, be practicing evidence-based medicine because they don't even have all of their own evidence that was generated. And so that's what kind of spurred this little discussion for me. And then I tie it back to naturopathic medicine. And every other day, it seems like a medical doctor or a osteopath or a critic, a PhD, is out there saying, well, they don't use evidence-based medicine. Well, I would argue this, Holly, and I'm going to throw this out to you right now. I would say that if you add historical use in, meaning not just what's research, but historical use as well, I'm going to argue to you right now that naturopathic medicine and natural medicine is more evidence-based than conventional medicine, simply because we have a lot of years. We have 200 years with ginger. We have 300 years with this. We have all these years with physiology versus doctors, conventional doctors, and, you know, when I prescribe drugs, versus us getting maybe half of the existing research out there and prescribing a drug based on that. Now, I know I made that real complex, Holly. Can you distill this down to let people think about this themselves? Can you simplify my whole big gibberish there?
I think you did a wonderful job.
Thank you. I'm sweating.
Yes.
I'm mad, baby.
Seriously. Well, I love, you know, when you get worked up in something like this, because this is a thing that, as you said, you know, what does it get in the way of when there's this confusion and there's the dance around vernacular and vocabulary? It's because we get wrapped up in the weeds or wrapped up in the details, stuck in the weeds. And guess what? It gets in the way of people just being able to be well, which, by the way, ain't rocket science, right? We have proved that over and over again, every Monday, every Wednesday, with these segments, just talking about how easy health can be. We simply remove obstacles to cure. Our body was meant to heal itself. And then we use in our medicine, first do no harm, quite honestly, just meaning that, you know, hey, that there are so many things that we can do before drugs and surgery. And you look at the, and I say, as far as evidence is concerned, I would say historical use and results time and time again, decade and decade again. Hawthorne, for example, your field, your cardiology field has been around and so effective mm-hmm. for a heart.
The crown of thorns that Christ wore.
Yes, exactly. And it's been, and so I would say that's evidence. It's observational evidence. And mm-hmm. people walking, breathing, pain in my office, pain me as a service so we can sit mm-hmm. together and I can be a partner and compassionate witness to their process, getting better. And they're not asking for these, for the double blind randomized placebo controlled right. studies, which, by the way,
well.
Only work for a completely homogenized sample, which I don't know, where do you find that? We are so completely biochemically uh-huh. individual, you know? And so that needs to be updated because the gold standard for this evidence base is this kind of
uniform study template. We're all the same.
Yes,
yeah,
and it doesn't work. Right. And that's why and that's why kids, when they take Prozac and they, you know, start to have suicidal thoughts and actually end up getting more harm than good, because guess what? I could go on and on and on. Now you've got me all heated up.
And it's something worth getting heated up about, because look, we've been taking a punch in the nose for over 100 years as a profession. We are over 100 years. The listeners, a naturopathic medicine field is over 100 years, started in College of Hygienics back in the city of New York, 500 medical students per year. We are the ones who had the first four-year medical schools. Harvard and Johns Hopkins were weekend schools, while we had 4 years in our New York College of Hygienics with 3 years residency. We're the ones who said evidence-based. And all of a sudden, hydrotherapy can't be evidence-based. A lot of these conventional medical schools were homeopathic schools when they started. All of a sudden, when they switched over to being conventional schools and stopped their homeopathy, all of a sudden they became automatically evidence-based. And so to the listeners, the way to decode this is, see who you believe in and see what the clinical results are of the physicians you're going to, and listen to that more than doctors pointing at each other going, he said, she said. But it's worth getting heated up about.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's not only worth it, it's necessary, because I can't help myself. Yeah. And once again, contribute to the confusion and contribute to the turf war, but to clear the things out of the way so people can just absolutely go ahead and make conscious choices about the systems of medicine that are available, all of them, you know, all of them, and that they can just truly initiate a process to get well, no matter what. And we don't have to fight about this stuff.
And you know, as far as evidence-based medicine, the best evidence is talking to other people and saying, I got a heart problem, or I've got my digestive problem. Did you ever go to a doctor who really helped with you with it? You know what? I go see Dr. Lisa Smith over there, or I see Dr. Kristen Bishop, or I see Dr. Holly Lucille, and she really helped me. Or this heart thing. I went to see Decker Weiss, and I'll tell you what, he laid it out simply, and he answers my calls. And when I need something, he reaches out to me and gives me a good response, and it's good service. That's evidence-based. That, listeners, understand, somebody can have 5,000 research studies under their name, but that doesn't mean that they're any good clinically. It just means that they've worked hard in research. And sometimes those don't correlate, but I'm tired of taking a punch in the nose from every medical doctor that I've seen the past 15 years saying, well, it's good what you do, but it's not evidence-based. Yeah, how about results-based?
Results-based medicine. I love that. Yeah, evidence for what? Evidence that you wasted a lot of money.
Evidence, yeah, and it didn't feel like spending and things like that. And so it's worth getting passionate about, and it's worth finding out. And you understand that evidence-based is in the eye of the beholder. How about results-based? I think that that's going to get this country out of the mess that it's in.
Yeah, I would love that if we could, there's a couple different things. I was going to try to start this, hey, let's stop calling girls guys, because we're all like, guys, 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 hey, guys, hey, guys. You know, and we live in a very mm-hmm. still patriarchal society. I kind of mm-hmm. give up on that one, because it's too ingrained. But maybe we could just start encouraging everybody who goes, like, I want results-based medicine with very few side effects. Thank you very much. Results-based over evidence-based will soon be swiftering the nation. And you heard it first here on It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science on Radio MD. This is where you tune in to truly stay well.